Throughout the growing season, farmers check on their fields. They're looking to see how their crops are doing and whether there are any threats, like a disease or an insect, that they need to ward off. The process is called crop scouting, and Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer tagged along with an agronomist to understand how it works.
Can everybody see these nasty caterpillars?
On a summer evening, Iowa State University Extension agronomist Megan Anderson is leading the second in a series of crop scouting workshops.
And then there's another one. So these are called thistle caterpillars. They make little webs.
The goal is to help farmers and landowners recognize pests, diseases, and other stressors that might hurt a crop.
So this spring in particular, for some reason, these are causing a lot of issues in our soybean fields. They are eating the heck out of a lot of our beans, especially our early planted ones.
Without crop scouting, one of two things can happen. A farmer may spray as a matter of course, regardless of need. That can lead to unnecessary pesticides or ones that miss the mark. Or a farmer won't realize there's a problem until it's too late to save the crop. Either way, the farmer's profit takes a hit. Over the next several weeks, the number of calls Anderson gets about thistle caterpillars takes off. In late July, she meets Dan Schall in Boone County, Iowa. He'd recently scouted his soybean fields.
Just thought it was time I get out and look around.
The thistle caterpillars worried him.
You can see the webbing and the defoliation and some holes in the leaves.
He's already seen painted lady butterflies, which is what thistle caterpillars become. That means the pests on his plants today are the second generation this season. He asked Anderson to evaluate the infestation and help him decide whether he should apply an insecticide.
3, 4, 5. So I've looked at 5 plants and I've got 3, 6, 7 caterpillars. And now I'm grossed out and I've been peed on.
She also estimates the amount of damage to leaves. Schall has 7 soybean fields, and in some of them, Anderson says an insecticide is definitely warranted. In others, it's not as clear.
In this field, I would say we're not at the threshold point, which would be like the tipping point to say you need to treat, or, you know, in a couple days from now, a few days from now, you may be at the point where you've lost yield and you're not going to recover it.
And then Schall drives to a field unlike all the others.
Right, 2 varieties in the same plant. Wow! They're literally hanging off these plants. This is so bad.
Anderson declares some rows too far gone. The leaves look like green lace.
They maybe have 2.5 trifoliates that have not been eaten, and everything else has been. So it's been, they've really done a number right here.
Schall's seed dealer, Casey Frantum, has come along and he's seen several other customers' fields decimated by the caterpillars.
We have not had this much pressure on thistle since I've done this, so.
Which is how long?
I've been a seed dealer for 10 years and farmed for 52.
Thanks to his scouting, Schall identified the problem and got the advice he needed within a time frame that allowed him to act. He stomps out a few individual caterpillars as he quietly considers his calculation. Can he prevent enough crop loss to justify the cost of an insecticide treatment? Then Anderson tells him that a third generation of thistle caterpillars could emerge this season, which helps Schall make up his mind.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to do 3, 4 right now, start tomorrow.
That's 3 or 4 of his 7 soybean fields that will get sprayed in hopes he'll save his beans and bottom line. That's important in a year when farmers are facing many pressures, intense weather events, ongoing tariffs, and persistently low prices. The time investment now of crop scouting is one proactive tool they have to get the best possible results. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.